Lord, while the words I speak are my words, may the words that we hear be your words. Amen. John the Baptist. He's the man who occupies the Advent stage this morning. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came to bear testimony to the light so that all might believe. He was not the light, but he came to bear witness to the light. That was John. I want to look at him this morning through three perspectives. Three letters, P, S, and A. So think of this as a public service announcement. P is for place. John came from the wilderness. He came from a place that no one would really expect anyone to come from. He was far from the centers of wealth and power. And he came with a message. He was a strange-looking guy, but he came with a message calling people to repent, to turn around. The biblical word was metanoia. And what the metanoia experience is primarily about, it's about coming to ourselves. It's seeing where we are in relationship to where we want to be or where we need to be, where we need to go. And what happens when we have one of those moments is we turn. We don't want to be on the side of darkness. We want to turn toward the light. And so we journey in that direction, toward the new possibility, the new openness, away from the things that seem to take us down and oppress us. That was his message. Now, so often we live in denial and it's hard for us to acknowledge that we need to turn toward the light. But I would maintain that all of our lives is this process, in terms of the spiritual journey, that the spiritual journey throughout our lives is a series of turns, of having those moments, those John the Baptist moments, those metanoia moments when we see exactly where we are in relationship to where we want to be. And so we turn toward the light. That's what our spiritual practices are about, to help us focus on those things. What are those things? It could be a broken relationship. It could be something that we're obsessed with or focused on. Or it could be that I'm getting older now. Maybe I should move to Westminster Canterbury. Coming to the light where you begin to see where you need to go and what you need to be about. And it takes some courage to make the turn because the future is always unknown. But it gives you a vision. And that's what John came to do, to give God's people a vision. And it came from the place that John came from, outside of things. He wasn't invested in the status quo or anything like that. He simply was a person who called him as he saw him. And he realized that people stood in need of repentance. And that's why so many of the people came out to him. People you wouldn't expect to come out. Because they realized that they needed to make a change in their lives. Place. Spirit. P.S. Spirit. John's spirit was a spirit of humility. In that passage this morning, I'm not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. I am not worthy. Humility. He didn't have a strong ego investment in the way things were meant to turn out. He was really making himself available to the Spirit to be an instrument for something that was much larger and more important than he was as an individual. That spirit of humility, again, part of the Advent message for us, to let God's Spirit work and move through us. He who would save his life will lose it, and he who loses his life for my sake and the gospel's will save it. We're losing is saving, being open to the power of that spirit of humility to get ourselves out of the way so that God's Spirit can work through us. It takes a spirit of humility. And then action. Action is the A. We need to act. We always need to lean into life. We always need to move. The balance of our spiritual practices, coming to church on Sunday morning, requires that we go out there again to fight the good fight, to be an instrument for God's Spirit. We come here to get clarity and vision, and then we go forth again. And of course, in this season of the year, we're preparing ourselves. What is that new thing that God wants to give birth to in each of us as we anticipate Christmas? But part of it is getting ourselves out of the way, the metanoia process of turning and being open to the Spirit prepares us for that new thing that God wants to do in each one of us. Because the spiritual journey is always a process into new, toward new things, a process of becoming, a process of continually changing as God's Spirit works with us. But a big part of that is acting and keeping before us the vision of Jesus and the way Jesus acted. The one who gave and gave and never counted the cost and eventually gave his life away. A life of generosity, a life of sacrifice, a life of leaning in. God honored that way of living, and we call it resurrection. It's the path of new life. Whenever I'm having a bad day, I get focused on the things that aren't right in my life or things I'd like to change, or I'm fussing about this or that. And so that spirit takes me down. If I can lean in, if I can take the energy that I have, go call on somebody, do something for somebody else, push myself in the direction of serving, it's amazing. It's amazing how life begins to turn. My day begins to turn. That spirit of action. John was a man of action. And his action gave witness to the light. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came to bear witness to the light so that all might believe. He was not the light. He came to bear witness to the light. How can you and I be better instruments for the light?